Hey, this is Jody. Happy New Year, everybody. This is my last boo for 2010, and it's been interesting. I've enjoyed the boos that I've set up through the year, and I will continue these in 2011. It's actually nice just to voice your thoughts out into the void, so I enjoy it. But right now, I'm sitting in my lounge room and the thermostat on my heater keeps kicking in so that the fan comes on. It's not on, but the thermostat keeps kicking in because it thinks it's getting too hot. It's overheating. I think it's about 41 or very close to it outside at the moment. It's as windy as, gusting up to, I think, about 40 knots. So it's pretty stifling at the moment, and we had 23. It was beautiful yesterday, so I don't know what's going on today. But there's a cool change on the way, so I'm going to a friend's barbecue a little bit later on, and for a little part of it we'll be sitting sweltering, and then we'll be putting our jackets on because it would have dropped, from what they're predicting, about 20 degrees in 20 minutes. And I know a lot of you are suffering at the moment with blizzards and snow, but a lot of our country at the moment is underwater. Poor Queensland and New South Wales. Just to give you an idea of an equivalent landmass, I've heard that the amount of water that, or the amount of land that is flooded at the moment, is the equivalent to France and Germany put together. And in America, what's the equivalent there? Probably Texas twice over. Might be a little bit too much. Might be 1.5 times Texas, the state. So you can imagine what's going on there. It's crazy to see on the news the aerial shots as the helicopters fly over the flood zones, to see the eaves and the roof of houses popping up through the water. Street signs, just to be able to see the top of the street sign. People are actually in their speedboats down the main streets. That's how much water there is. I can't quite, in my own head, fathom 16 metres of water over the normal river height. My mind can't comprehend that. 16 metres over. And I'm sure that was in one of the towns. I think Emerald has suffered. Emerald in Queensland, 80% underwater, the whole town. What do you do when your whole house is flooded? Everything would be ruined. Your furniture would, over a period of time, obviously absorb all the water. All the wood would swell. All the plaster on the walls would disintegrate in the water, and the flow of the water would certainly help that, because it is flowing. Your ceiling would be damaged because it's right up that high. Anything you had that's electrical would be scuffed. Your books would be non-existent. Any pictures would be ruined. Absolutely everything. The only stupid things that would survive would be anything that's probably made of china and glass and metal, but that's going to eventually rust as well. So these poor people, what they're going through, and they've had this threat since Christmas as well, so you really have to feel for them. It's crazy country that I live in. A couple of years ago we had bushfires, and that was the year too, the new year that we celebrated, sitting at 11 o'clock at night in 40 degree heat. 11 o'clock at night. There's something in your internal body clock that expects when the sun goes down and it becomes dark outside that it should be cooler. So it's the weirdest feeling to be sitting in such oppressive heat that should be during daylight hours, and it's actually so late at night. And the only relief we had that year was jumping in and out of a friend's swimming pool, fully clothed, and getting out in our wet clothes and just sitting, chatting to people. It's the only relief we had. And that was the year that we had excessive bushfires as well. Well, I've babbled for long enough, so I hope you have a great and safe new year, and I'll talk to you next year. Bye.